An Illinois man is working to preserve land more than 1,000 miles from his home, and he thinks you should be concerned, too. The Red Rock Canyon land in Utah could be mined or drilled, or it could be left in its natural state. Clayton Doffenbaugh prefers that final option. He's the Midwest Regional Organizer for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. Even though Doffenbaugh lives in the Chicago area, he spent a lot of time in the Red Rock region.
My wife and I, we would take a lot of trips out west to go hiking and camping and so forth, and spent many weeks out there doing that. Utah, New Mexico, Arizona primarily, a little bit up in Montana. And we fell in love with the lands out there. And at some point in that process, I decided I needed to do a little something to help protect those places that I was enjoying. And a little something eventually turned into a great big something, and now I do it for a living.
What are you trying to do?
The lands, these particular lands, are managed by the Bureau of Land Management, which is the largest of the half dozen of the federal land management agencies. And so they are managed for multiple use, which means there's a wide variety of ways in which these lands can be used. So there are choices to be made. You obviously can't do every conceivable form of use in every single place on the land. So you have to make some choices. And the law provides for some lands, in fact, it's supposed to be the highest priority, to be set aside for various forms of conservation purposes. And so this is the largest network of wilderness quality land remaining in the lower 48 states. And so what we're trying to do is to get the decision to be made so that those characteristics of the land are prioritized for the places that have been identified as still having that kind of wilderness character.
What about the Red Rock Wilderness Act, which one of Illinois' U.S. Senators, Dick Durbin, is a sponsor of? What would that do?
This would provide a formal wilderness protection. The Wilderness Act is a law that for places on public lands, Congress can decide to make the greatest priority for those places, protecting the natural features that exist. And so America's Red Rock Wilderness Act would basically keep the places that are currently wild, keep them the way they are today.
Are there any proposals out there right now to mine the land for some of its resources? Are you trying to be proactive before somebody pitches a project?
Yes, there are proposals and businesses and people who would like to go in and put in roads and put in oil and gas wells. There are suggestions for tar sands mining in some of these places, which basically would strip top of the earth off if one of those was put in place. So there are continually efforts of this sort that we work to fend off and to steer those to places where they're more appropriate outside of areas that still have very high quality natural conditions.
Does much of this landscape look the way it would have looked 100 or 200 or more years ago?
Oh, yes. This is a place where you can go, if you wanted to get an idea what the frontier was like, this is one of those places. It's big enough. It's wilderness on the scale of what you think of normally when you think of Alaska. It is definitely a place where you can go and find out what it was like to live there when there were no Europeans there and the Native Americans were the only people occupying these places. It's a unique and special landscape. And to be able to go and get that kind of experience is really, if you're traveling, if you have to travel to get there, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. And if you can go more than once, it gets in your blood. And that's what's happened to me, and that's why I do this.
Clayton Doffenbaugh works for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He also volunteers for the Sierra Club. Doffenbaugh says the largest amount of prehistoric Native American cultural sites in the U.S. is scattered across the Red Rocks region, and he says the Red Rock Wilderness Act would allow for scientific research. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.